we present Paul Kermack as Chief Inspector Thane and Gerard Slevin as Inspector Moss in Draw Batons, adapted for radio from his book by Bill Knox. Draw Batons.
You shouldn't be doing that.
Eh?
I said you shouldn't be doing that.
Wait till I get into the station. All right, what is it?
Oh, look, Sergeant Lang, you'd maybe running this exhibition. But I'm the caretaker here, and if any of those toy trains get damaged, I'll get it in the neck.
Relax, man. I just want it a wee short. It's quite a layout, eh? Goods trains, passenger trains, stations, signals. Wish I had something like this when I was a kid.
Huh? Wish I knew it was all in aid of.
Well, look at the banners, man.
Project Community. So what?
So it's important enough for the Chief Constable to be coming to this flea pit of a hall tomorrow, plus a load of other VIPs.
No, I've seen the free booze that's in for them. What's it all about?
Well, you should know.
I'm just a caretaker. Glasgow Corporation don't pay me to think.
Just to make tea and mumble, is that it?
You drink the tea, Sergeant Lang, like you just invented thirst.
Millside Division has its community problems, right?
So?
So they take me off the beat, make me a sergeant, and make me community relations officer. Grassroots crime prevention, social welfare, and letting folk know cops are people.
Well, if you say so.
Very funny. What's the time?
Nearly midnight.
All locked up?
For a long time, since the last of those club folk left, and, I've got a kettle boiling.
Ah, good. I'll have a cuppa before I go. Ach, I'll have another wee shot at these trains first. Now, let's see. Oh, look at her go. 6, 7, 8 carriages in that lot. Oh, look how she took that curve.
Yeah, just be careful.
Oh, she'll go faster than that. Into the tunnels. Behind that big bit of scenery. Oh, hell.
That's done it.
Oh, shut up. I can't see what happened from here.
I warned you. If anything's broken...
Oh, stop moaning. Let's go and look. Round this way. Behind this scenery and...
What's wrong, huh? Is it broken? Oh, my God.
Now don't touch him, man.
Is he dead?
Very. The way he's lying across the track, that's what made the train crash. Right. Where's your phone?
In my office.
Good morning, sir.
Don't make it worse, Mac. It's only 1 a.m. Where's Inspector Moss?
He's at the railway layout. That's where it happened.
So I heard. And Sergeant Lang?
Over there, sir.
Fine. Hi, Phil.
Oh, so you've arrived at last.
Which shows complete confidence in your ability.
Never mind the flannel. We've got problems coming.
What's the score?
Well, the caretaker saw nothing, heard nothing, and knows even less. And Francie Lang's the same.
Watch out,
Inspector. Oh, careful with that damn camera.
Sorry.
Scientific Bureau. Give them a magnifying glass and they think they rule the world.
What about our body, Phil?
Oh, you know, it's Harry Derman, the car dealer.
Derman? What was he doing here?
Playing at trains. Well, that's how it looks. From the tools line around, he'd been repairing the model track.
Where is he?
I'll show you around this way. Mm. Behind this cardboard scenery.
Mm-hmm. Here. It's a nice layout, eh? Plenty of trains, too.
Don't you start. I'll send Detective Constable Beats round to Derman's flat to check it out.
Good.
Well, there you are.
Aye. Well, he looks peaceful. And there's not too much blood, which helps. Weapon?
Yes. No fingerprints.
Long-bladed electrical screwdriver.
Thin as a knitting needle, but sharper.
Mm-hmm. Time of death?
I don't know. We're still waiting for Doc Williams. It's been a busy night for police sergeants. Somebody got shot in Northern Division.
Well, that's Northern Division's worry. This is ours.
Who would want to murder a second-hand car dealer?
In Derman's case, just about anyone who bought a car from him. He specialized in tarted up bangers.
Didn't have a record, did he?
Nothing ever proved. But he had some shady friends, Phil. And there was something else.
Like what?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Oh. Ah.
There's something wrong.
Oh, just the usual.
Oh, your stomach ulcer. When did you eat last, Phil?
On schedule, but in the canteen.
Greased with everything, eh? Derman.
I've got it. Gerald Walsh.
The gambling club guy?
Yes. He was Derwin's partner in that bingo hall deal.
What bingo hall?
About 6 months back. Burned down one night.
Oh.
Looked like arson, but the insurance paid up.
And there's no proof.
Not enough.
Yet Gerald Walsh is big time, Colin.
I know. Derman, wasn't it?
Sir.
What is it, Mac?
It's a telephone message from Constable Beecher. He's at Derman's flat, Chief Inspector. He says... he says he'd like some help, sir.
What the hell's he going to argue about?
Well, there's been a break-in at the place, sir.
Yeah?
I'll go, Phil. Take over again here, will you? And try and squeeze some sense out of the caretaker. I'll be back later. But if you need me, I'll be at Derman's flat. Well, Beach?
Inspector Moss sent me out with Derman's keys, sir. Well, the house door was locked, but once I got in... Well, this room, sir. See for yourself.
Aye. Somebody's been here, all right.
Cupboards emptied, drawers ransacked. They got in through that window, sir.
Aye. Snip forced by Jimmy. What's outside?
Oh, just the backyard, sir.
You talked to the neighbors yet?
No, sir.
No, they can wait. Now, this room looks like a workshop.
Aye, well, there's plenty of tools lying around. Oh, these model planes and things, sir. You think he made them all?
Probably. He was a hobby fanatic.
Ah, well, this one's a beauty.
Hmm?
This plane, sir. See, that's a 2.5cc diesel engine. Well, it would be radio controlled in flight. When I was a kid, I always wanted one like that.
With me, it was model boats.
Huh?
Still, my kids would like to see this.
Aye, they're up in the Highlands just now with their wife, aren't they, sir?
Aye, a friend loaned her a cottage for a week.
Sounds nice, sir.
Well, right now, I wish I was there, too, still. I wonder. Whoever broke in here came looking for something. The question is, did he find it?
Well, who'll that be?
Oh, it'll be my driver. You better let him in.
All right, sir.
Wait a minute. That's a key. Out of sight, Beach.
Right, sir.
Quick, man.
Harry. Harry, it's me, Roy. You in?
Good morning.
The hell are you?
Police. You live here?
No. Police. Where's your warrant card?
Yep.
Detective Chief Inspector. Oh, top brass type fuzz.
Middle brass. Who gave you the key to this place?
Harry did. Harry Dunman. Look, what's going on? Where is Harry?
He's dead.
Dead? How? What happened?
That'll keep. What's in the package?
Something for Harry.
Beach, open it.
Right, sir.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
Don't worry, I'll be careful.
You can't do this.
I said Harry was dead. Mind telling me your name and why you're here?
I'm Roy Davidson. A kind of friend. I promised Harry I'd bring that parcel around tonight. He said he might be pretty late back and, he gave me a key.
It's after 1 o'clock in the morning, Mr. Davidson. You're pretty late yourself.
I suppose so.
Yeah, this parcel, sir. Mm. It's some kind of control unit.
Yes, that's right. It's a radio control unit for handling model planes at a distance. I had it on loan from Harry.
So you're a model maker, too?
Yes. Now, look, about Harry...
He was murdered.
Murdered?
Tonight.
Where?
King Street Public Hall. He was working on a model railway display.
Yes, I know. I mean, about the display and that he'd be there. You see, I'm in the same club.
Ah. How old are you, Mr. Davidson?
20. I'm a second-year university student taking a science degree. But look, about Harry.
He was stabbed in the back.
Oh, poor old Harry.
Why didn't you just take the parcel to the exhibition hall?
Well, Harry had something else to do. He said he wasn't sure when he'd get there.
And when did he tell you all this?
This afternoon. He contacted me and said he needed the control unit back in a hurry.
Did he say why?
Well, something had gone wrong with the only other one he had.
I see. Mind telling me where you've been tonight, Mr. Davidson?
Out with a girl. I really should have been helping with the display.
But girls get priority, eh?
Each.
Sir?
What's her name, Davidson?
Well,
I... A name, laddie.
Tracy. Tracy Walsh.
Gerald Walsh's daughter?
Yes, that's right. We were at a disco club in town. I drove her home afterwards and then came out here.
Have you known her long?
It's Tracy. Oh, for a spell. Harry Dunman introduced me, although he said...
Yeah?
Well, just that his name wouldn't be a good introduction to Tracy's old man.
He was probably right. Mr. Davidson, I'd like you to give Detective Constable Beecher a statement.
All right, sir.
No?
No. Good night, Mr. Davidson.
Hey, back again, sir.
And that's another damn stupid greeting, Mac. Where's Inspector Moss?
He's in the caretaker's office. By the way, the good Ilford has arrived from headquarters. He's in there, too.
Boss, thanks for the warning. What kind of a mood is he in?
Well, I've seen him happier, sir.
With Chief Superintendent Ilford, I can guess what that means. Thanks, Mac.
Oh, sir.
Yes, I agree, sir. That's the best way to handle them.
I feel.
But I'm afraid the rest won't be so easy.
You're on the line to the Chief Constable.
Oh. Yes, of course, sir. And Dane's here now. I'll tell him.
Oh, he'll do that, all right. Any luck?
And you'll tell the police committee people. Well, thank you, Chief Constable. Thank you. Good night. Well, Thane.
Sir?
The Chief Constable is postponing the exhibition. Project Community. Whose idea was it, anyway?
Community Relations Section, sir. Fostering police and public mutual understanding, the handbook calls it.
Damn the handbook. And damn community relations. What's the score at Derman's house?
It's a break-in, all right. But that's about all I'm sure of so far.
Mm. Well, at least we've got the medical view of things now. Tell him, Moss.
A single stab wound, ankle downward, plenty of force, directly into the heart. Mm. Death would be instantaneous.
Time of death?
Oh, maybe an hour before he was found.
Yeah, well, it helps a little. Well, Thane, what's next?
There's a link with Gerald Walsh, sir. I think I'll talk with him in the morning.
Walsh? Then watch your step. One wrong word and he'll produce a lawyer from his pocket ready to sue.
I'll go easy, sir.
Yeah, good. Before I go, do I need to remind you about a certain international against West Germany in 2 days' time?
It was just a friendly, sir.
Like the last one?
Exactly. We'll have around 100,000 fans milling about. Just get this cleared up fast, Thane. I've enough worries as it is. Your wife's away right now, isn't she?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good, good. No domestic distractions. That should help, anyway.
Yes, sir.
Goodbye, sir. Well, that could have been worse. I wonder how Mary would like being called a domestic distraction.
I can imagine.
Me too. Well, what now?
Derman's flat was raided. We'd better check his car showroom.
Oh, I'm ahead of you. That's being done.
Good.
And we found Derman's car outside here. The scientific boys are checking it.
How about the caretaker?
Oh, I leaned on him a bit. And now he admits there was a side door open right up until Fancy Lang found the body.
What the hell was that? I thought the place was locked tight.
So did I. But it's an arrangement he had to make life easier.
You mean always?
Well, usually, right up till he went home. Saved them getting up to answer doorbells.
Damn.
You want to see him?
No, not now.
I've someone else waiting. Carol Jordan, the secretary of the model club. I had him brought in.
What's he like?
He's helpful enough. About 30, walks with a stick.
Oh, well, let's have him in.
All right. Hey, Mr. Jordan.
Yes?
In here, please. He works in an estate agency. I asked him to make a list of the club members who should have been here tonight.
Well, that should help.
Come in, Mr. Jordan.
Thank you.
Ah, Mr. Jordan, I'm Chief Inspector Thane.
Chief Inspector.
Sit down, won't you?
Thanks.
It's good of you to help like this.
I'm not sure that I can help yet. Here's the list, Mr. Moss.
All right.
Everybody in the model club who should have been here tonight.
Let's have it, Phil.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Harry Derman isn't on this.
He didn't turn up. Not while we were here.
Well, when we found him, it looked like he'd been working on the track.
He must have come in later. And Harry was the type who'd always find something he reckoned wasn't right.
A fanatic for detail.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. But he was always willing to help out.
What about Roy Davidson? He's not on the list either.
Roy called off. He'd a date.
He wasn't near the hall.
No, not tonight. I'm positive.
I see. Cigarette?
I don't use them, thanks.
Lucky man. Mr. Jordan, we're looking for help. Any kind of help, including gossip.
About Derman?
That's right.
No, there's nothing.
Think about it.
No, there's nothing.
Mr. Jordan, we're talking about murder. And something is worrying you, isn't it?
Maybe you're right.
Well, let's have it.
About a month ago, Harry asked me to buy some electronic hardware for him.
Like what?
Transistor circuits, that kind of thing. He gave me the cash and I was to shop around, buy a few things in each place. Never a load at once. Then, I was to forget about it.
And you did it for him?
Yes.
Did you ask him why?
Yes. Told me to mind my own damn business.
But you did it. So it couldn't be traced back to him. Why did he want it?
I don't know.
You just did what he told you, eh?
He said Harry was always willing to help out. Did he ever help you out?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was in a car crash, and afterwards I was stuck in hospital. I came out nearly broke. I married her. I was tight for cash. Dubman agreed to help me.
How much?
£500, interest-free. Then, later, when he asked me to get the electronic stuff, he said that if I did it, I could forget about the loan.
Well, want a statement, Mr. Jordan.
And a list of what you bought. That's all for now.
Right. I couldn't afford to turn him down, Chief Inspector.
We understand, Mr. Jordan.
Thanks. For that much.
Poor basket. You think it matters?
Your guess is as good as mine. Oh, there's not much else we can do for now, Phil. I'm going to grab a few hours' sleep.
And then?
Gerald Walsh. We'll try him at home.
I heard something about him. Oh? He's marrying again, and the woman used to be a TV actress or something.
Then I'll tie a ribbon round your neck and pretend you're a wedding present.
If you're selling, we don't want any.
Police. We'd like to see Mr. Walsh.
Oh, which one? I'm Frank Walsh.
Mr. Gerald Walsh?
My father. All right, come in.
Thanks.
We're having breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
On here. The old man's half expecting
you. Oh? Why?
Well, we can read. Derman's murder. It's in the papers. Here we are. Dad visited.
Oh, good morning. Wait a minute. Chief Inspector Thane, right?
Yes.
Oh, don't look so surprised. We met once years back. You were a sergeant then. I don't forget faces. Who's this with you?
Detective Inspector Moss.
Oh, sit down, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Like some coffee?
Why, sounds a good idea.
Will you taste it? Low caffeine and mostly milk.
Well, I'm on a diet. I have a brand new duodenal ulcer.
So we all suffer. Here you are.
Yep.
Well, suit me. I'm in the ulcer club, too.
Then maybe we can exchange symptoms sometime. Mm-hmm.
And yours, Inspector Moss?
You're here about Harry Derman, right?
Yes. We know you were partners once.
I had an interest in something he was doing. There's a difference.
Look, Dad, I think...
Frank, I'll handle this. Stay quiet. Go on, Thane.
Stage one is pure routine, Mr. Walsh. Your daughter, Tracy.
Tracy? What about her?
A student named Roy Davidson says she can confirm his movements last night.
A current long-haired wonder. Yes, he brought her home last night. What's he going to do with things?
We're just checking. I'd like to see your daughter.
Tracy's still asleep.
Go and get her down, Frank. But Thane, you talk to her in front of me.
All right.
Is Davidson, is he in any kind of trouble?
He was in the same model engineering club as Derman. That's about all.
I knew that. Frank, I told you to get Tracy. Move.
All right, I'll get her.
Thane, I don't mind helping, but this family's not getting involved.
If you're worried about publicity...
Yes, I am. Wait a minute, there's something I want to get.
This photograph.
You recognize that?
I know the face, all right.
From the telly.
That's it. Ruth Blantyre, the actress. We get married next month.
Congratulations.
My first wife died 10 years back. I never thought of marrying again until I met Ruth, but I'm not having anything fouled up because a low-grade crook has got himself murdered.
Well, I wasn't exactly planning to march down the aisle with you, Mr. Walsh.
I'm just warning you. And I've the family to think about, too. Frank helps me run the clubs. He'll run the whole show someday. He's still pretty wet behind the ears. Tracy's only 19, at art school. Why stir things up for them?
We can try to go along with you, but that depends how you play.
New deck, cut, shuffle, and off the top.
All right. Tell me about Harry Derman.
He wanted to turn an old cinema into a bingo hall, but he hadn't enough cash. I started with a 30% interest. Then he had problems.
So we propped him up again.
Correct. Where's your sister?
She's coming, Dad. Maybe we should have a lawyer along.
I'll decide that, son. Isn't it time you were leaving for work?
Yeah, well, I think...
I want the overnight figures ready for when I get in. I can handle this end.
All right, if that's what you want. Goodbye.
Where were we?
Propping up Derman.
Yeah. So then I had 51% of the bingo operation. Derman ran it, of course.
Until the hall burned down.
That's when he tried to con me over the insurance money. He didn't get far, and any arrangement we had ended. Oh, yes, Tracy now.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, love.
Frank said police.
Chief Inspector Thane and Inspector Moss.
Hi.
How do you do? Morning.
Have I done something?
No. But we think you can help us.
Take a look at the morning paper, Tracy. This story.
All right. Harry Durman. Dead. Oh, Dad.
Nice. All right. Tell her thing.
Roy Davidson says he was with you most of the evening.
Not most, all of it.
Oh. Then he delivered a package to Durman's flat.
Yes, I knew about that.
What time did you two get out here?
Oh, about midnight. Then Roy stayed for about an hour.
With Ruth and I. We'd spent the evening here.
Miss Walsh, did you see Durman at any time last night?
No, and Roy didn't leave me.
Then that's it.
I'll see you out, same.
Thanks, Miss Walsh.
You're welcome, any time.
Well, I won't say I'm sorry to see you go.
Most people feel that way. One thing I forgot to ask. How did the fire at the Bingo Hall start?
It's in the insurance report. There was an electrical fault.
Did that surprise you?
I don't think I know what you mean, Thane. Or like it.
It'll keep. Goodbye, Mr. Walsh.
Good morning again, sir.
Hello, Mac. Much happening?
Just a few routine reports near there, sir.
Great.
Chief Inspector, I've got Francine Lang in your office. He wants to see you about something.
Okay, but I've got to go out again to Derman's car showroom.
Right. A cuppa, sir.
After I've seen Sergeant Lang. And let me know if anything comes in from the Scientific Bureau.
I will that, sir.
Well, Francie, looking for me?
Yes, sir. I was, sir.
Relax, man. What's the problem? If it's another community relations notion...
It's not that, sir.
Well?
Look, sir, before I got this job, I spent a long time on the beat around here. I know people. Well, I thought maybe...
Let me guess. You thought you'd maybe start a one-man murder inquiry. Don't be a damn fool, Francie.
I could ask around. I've contacts. Contacts who owe me favors.
Well, all right, ask around, but nothing more, understand?
Yes, sir.
On your way, then.
Thanks, sir. Thanks very much.
As long as he keeps his nose out of trouble. Thane?
Dan Lawton, Scientific Bureau, Colin.
Oh, hello, Dan. Got something for us?
Oh, sometimes we've good days, sometimes we've bad. Mm-hmm. Your murder, for instance.
Well?
The weapon was wiped. No fingerprints.
Ah.
But like to visit me at headquarters in about an hour?
Why?
Wait and see. I might be right. I might be wrong.
Now, look, Dan...
About an hour. All right?
All right. Bye-bye. Dan. If I had any sense, I'd have gone up to the cottage with Mary. Now, what the heck's keeping that tea?
Hello, Colin. Welcome to the used car lot.
A joker out there tried to flog me a mini.
The sales manager. Well, this is Durman's office, and I'm glad I came.
Meaning?
The safe.
Oh.
Those keys we took from Durman's body opened it. Careful now. There's a dummy back plate. It comes off like this. They take a look now.
Whew. Banknotes.
3,000 quid, I reckon.
And the rest?
3 bank books and a passport made out to a John Hawkins. You think he was planning a holiday?
The incognito kind. Anything else?
Uh-huh. Come through to the workshop. I found an old friend of yours.
Hey! Get that thing down!
Oh, hello, Mr. Thane. I had a feeling you'd show up.
Hello, Bootsy. How long since you got out this time?
About 6 months. I could get 2 years for the last army and then time off for good behaviour.
Good behaviour? Well, that must have made a change. And when did you start work here?
A couple of months back.
Bootsy Malloy and work don't exactly mix in my book.
Well, I'm a mechanic by trade. And there's this bird I've got now. Well, she wants a ring in her finger and me in a job, you know.
It happens to the best of us. Did Durman know you had a record?
Ah, sure, but he needed a mechanic.
No other reason.
Hey, was he working a racket? Because if he was, I didn't get cut in it.
Where were you last night, Bootsy?
With my bird and the fox. And I slept there, too. Would you believe on my own on a flaming couch?
Well, it has changed, hasn't it?
Bootsy, how much do you know about Dunman?
Nothing.
But your memory might improve.
If it did, what is it worth?
Bootsy, if it does, you'll just tell me, because if you don't and I ever find out, your bird's going to be left chirping alone for a long time.
I was only joking.
Well, I wasn't. Phil, take care of things here. Then meet me in the canteen at headquarters. I've got to see Dan Lons.
Oh, best of luck. You know what I think of his mob. Give them a magnifying glass and they...
And they think they own the world, I know.
The Dunman case, Colin.
Mm-hmm.
We drew a blank at the murder location, but Dunman's apartment was different.
Fingerprints?
Oh, who the hell leaves fingerprints anymore? No, a sergeant of mine sniffed around that workshop. Wait now. Yeah. This box. You found these bits and pieces?
Mm-hmm. Electronic stuff.
Uh-huh. Miniaturized components. Then, well, you sent me a list of parts Dunman had someone buy for him. They add up. With half that list of components you produced, an expert could build a gadget that would go through the average electronic security system like a dose of salts. Banks, high-class jewelry stores, safe deposits, take your pick.
You're sure, Dan?
Sure. That is possible.
You mean this may be a big-time robbery, Shane?
Somewhere. Sometime.
Great.
Now, something else. It's on his car. And we need that microscope. And this slide. Take a look.
Yeah, all right.
That's all right. What do you see?
A hair of some kind. The human, maybe.
Uh-huh. That's top-quality mink. Probably from a woman's coat. Narrow, irregular medulla, broad, well-defined cortex, and a trace of cosmetic powder clinging to the fibers. We found several of them in Dunman's car. He kept expensive company.
Electronics, a mink coat.
And maybe a robbery coming up. Now, who breaks the glad news to Buddha Ilford?
You're the one who found out.
All right. I'm elected. It'll cost you a drink, and it's cheap at the price.
Well, the tea in this damn canteen gets worse every time. You'd practically charge it with a salt.
Well, it's wet. Would you like another sausage roll?
Well, you must be joking. Hey, look, Colin. If this electronics notion of Dan's is right...
Then we've got trouble.
Well, maybe more than you reckon. I ran a wee check on Dunman with records.
Mm-hmm.
We've had rumours linking him with Ziggy Fraser. The Ziggy Fraser.
Fraser? He's as mean as they come.
Vicious enough to carry his own granny. But I don't know. See, his kind of operation is usually pretty simple. Hire some muscle and maybe hijack a load of whiskey. Things like that.
How strong are the rumors, Phil?
Well, reasonable. But I wouldn't expect Ziggy Fraser to confirm them.
No. He wouldn't tell you what time it was unless it suited. Phil, suppose Dunman was building some box of tricks on a contract for someone like Fraser. Now, being killed might be, well, terminal bonus.
Mm-hmm. What about your mink coat? You think you'd a rich bird plucked away somewhere?
Dunman?
Well, it was a notion. Well, you're a character in the arson squad offered me a couple of tickets for the Scotland West Germany game just before you got
here. We should be so lucky.
That's what I told them.
Why were you fraternizing with the arson squad?
I was asking about that bingo hall fire. They still say that the fire was rigged, and the insurance paid out 40,000 quid in the claim.
51% of it to Gerald Walsh.
Yeah, he probably used it as cigarette money.
Yeah. Hey, finish that tea, Phil.
Well, where are we going?
Not we, you. That model club secretary, Carol Jordan, find out what he knows about mink.
And you?
Well, I'm going back to Millside to try to think my way through this. I need some answers before Buddha Ilford starts asking the questions. Hello, Mac.
Oh, hello, sir.
What's going on here? A union meeting?
No, nothing, sir. Except you've got a visitor, sir.
A visitor?
It's that actress woman, sir. Ruth Blantyre.
Now, she's maybe a shade past it, sir, but then she's about your age.
Detective Constable Beach, how would you like to be back on the beat?
Oh, sorry, sir, I only meant...
I know what you meant.
Well, mind you, now, she's still a damn good-looking piece of woman, sir, eh? Oh, by the way, her brother's with her. I put them in your office.
All right, Mac. What else has disturbed your peace?
Chief Superintendent Ilford phones.
Oh.
And Francie Lang is coming to see you.
Right. Get this shot of lechers back to work. Put some of them on trying to locate Ziggy Fraser.
Right, sir. Hey, come on now, lad. You have. Move. Beach, you for a start.
All right, Sarge. Straight away, sir.
Miss Blantyre.
Your sergeant said it would be all right if we waited in here. You don't mind?
No.
Oh, this is my brother, Don.
Hello, Mr. Blantyre. This is totally Ruth's idea, not mine.
But I won't take more than a couple of minutes, I promise.
That's all right. Cigarette.
Thanks.
Not for me.
I liked, Miss Blantyre.
Oh, thank you.
That's a handsome engagement ring.
Genuine diamond solitaire, like a rock. Like to guess its value.
Oh, Don, shut up.
Sorry.
Still, Chief Inspector, you know I'm engaged to Gerald Walsh.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I know you've been to see him.
Did he tell you to come?
No. And I'd rather he didn't find out.
He needn't.
Well, thanks, Chief Inspector. Well, I was at Gerald's place last night when Tracy got back with the Davidson boy, and I... Well, I can confirm that. The other thing is... Look, Gerald is worried sick about all that's happening.
He didn't seem that way to me.
Gerald matters a lot, as far as I'm concerned.
Ruthie, for God's sake, get on with it.
If you're worried about publicity...
I'm not. Only about Gerald. Well, there's something Gerald won't tell you. But I'd rather you find out now than later.
Go ahead.
About a week ago, Gerald arrived at his club. You know, the Silk Slipper?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Harry Derman was waiting and tried to put the bite on Gerald for money. Gerald knocked him down and then threw him out.
Telling the world around, I'll murder that bastard if he shows his face here again.
Could he have meant it?
No, he couldn't have been involved.
You say Derman tried to squeeze money out of Gerald Walsh. How?
I don't know. But I do know what Derman tried to do once before. Well, you know about the bingo club fire?
Yes, yes.
Well, Gerald swears Derman must have started that fire. He'd been trying to get Gerald to either buy him out or sell the hall and take a loss. The place wasn't making money and Derman was in trouble. Well, Gerald wouldn't sell.
That's how I've heard it, too.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Thane?
It's Percy Malloy here, Mr. Thane.
Mm-hmm.
I've remembered a couple of things.
Good. No promises, but if they matter, you won't lose on it.
Well, just remember I'm doing this because of that bird of mine. And anything I did for Derman was straight, ordinary work, right?
If you say so. Let's have it.
Not over the phone.
Then where?
Right. Outside Kelvin Grove Art Galleries in 10 minutes. I'll be near the bus stop.
Why there?
A damn good reason. The art galleries, Mr. Thane, in 10 minutes.
Right, I'll be there.
You're busy, Chief Inspector.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Well, we'll go then. But, yes, I think I'll tell Gerald I was here.
He's a lucky man, Miss Blantyre. Luckier than he knows.
Thank you. Goodbye, then.
Goodbye.
Art gallery's coming up, sir.
Right. Take it easy, Erickson. I don't want to scare him off.
Sir.
Mac, we'll cruise past the bus stop. Keep your eyes open for Malloy and for anyone else you might know.
Are you expecting trouble, then?
No, just being careful.
Aye, that Malloy's the tricky one. And...
Hell, what's going on up there? Call in Erickson.
Well, that's the bus stop, sir.
But that crowd just beyond it. Come on, Mac.
Oh, it was awful, just awful.
Get him through there, thief.
Police! Oh, hell. No, I said get back there.
Oh, hello, sir.
Constable?
O'Hara, Marine Division, sir. I've sent for an ambulance, but, well, he's dead.
It's Bootsy Malloy, sir.
Aye, aye, aye. Get those people back, Mac.
Yes, right. Come on, now. Back there, now.
Well, Constable, what happened?
Well, sir, I saw it, sir. I was on the north pavement heading west.
O'Hara, you're not in the flaming witness box. Just tell it.
Well, he was crossing the road, sir. Huh? He was heading for the bus stop. And this van, it just came belting out of nowhere and ran him down. And then it kept on going.
Number?
Oh, I got it, sir. I passed it to Marine Division on my personal radio.
Good. It was probably stolen. What about the driver?
Well, there were two of them in the cab, sir. And I'd swear they were wearing stocking masks.
You're probably right.
The victim, sir, did you know him then?
I was coming to meet him.
Mr. Thieves.
Yes, Mac?
This lady here, sir, she got killed first.
Aye, that's right. He was just gone when I reached him.
Did he say anything? Could be important.
I doubt that. But he just muttered away about a bird. A wee bird. He wouldn't know what he was saying. There wasn't as much as a pigeon around.
He meant another kind of bird, Mrs. His girl.
Oh, well, and she's the one we should be sorry for now, eh?
You're probably right. Yes, you're probably right.
Oh, Wayne, come in.
Sir?
Hey, Colin.
You had some bad luck?
Sit down, Thane. Thane, next time you arrange to meet an informer, let me know. I'll send out tickets.
Well, what's the score on it now, Colin?
A stolen van found abandoned. No trace of who was driving it.
But we can take it they were following Malloy, waiting their chance, hmm? What are you doing about it?
Trying to backtrack on Malloy's movements. And I've switched Philmoss onto finding Malloy's girl. Every spare man I've got is trying to locate Ziggy Fraser.
Mm. You saw Gerald Walsh this morning?
Yes, sir. My report
should have been... I've seen it, yes. Thane, in case you don't know it, anyone trying to get a casino license in this country has to be as pure as an archbishop.
Hmm.
For the moment, I'm more interested in the late Harry Derman for damn good reasons.
We've found out a bit more about what Derman was working on, Colin. Ever heard of a ghost pulse unit?
No.
Well, how about a vibration desensor?
I said tell him never mind the trimmings.
That's right. Look, electronic security means that you can have a thing the size of a can of beans lying in the middle of a room. A thing so sensitive, it will react to the way air cunts in the room are disturbed if someone as much as raises an arm. It's like my wife, damn sensitive to drafts. Now, the second type are vibrators. They're wired on a circuit to a door or maybe the windows and send out a pulse beat. Now, if anything upsets that beat, alarms start ringing. Follow me?
I think so.
Thane, we've had two reports of break-ins at electronic stores this morning. Both lost remote control units, like the kind this young fellow, Davidson, was returning to Derman.
Which means somebody needed them badly. Colin, I'm not sure about the remote control side, but I'm damn certain Derman was building a ghost pulse unit, a gadget that could snuff out an electronic pulse guard alarm system.
Yeah, we're warning all organizations using these alarm systems. Wait a moment. Yes? Yes, he's here. Hold on. Thane, it's for you. It's Moss.
Oh, thank you, sir. Hello, Phil.
Colin, I found that girl. Columbus Street. Do you know it?
Yes. Have you talked to her?
And told her about Malloy. She took it badly.
I'll come over. Thanks, Phil.
Well?
We found Malloy's girl, sir.
Then let's hope she knows something. Keep in touch, Thane. I'll be with Chief Constable sorting out crowd control for this damned football match. West Germany. Why couldn't we have played them out there?
Now, this door, Colin. The bell doesn't work.
Around here, that's no surprise. When they pull this street down, only the rats will be sorry.
Her name is Rose Hodge. Well, watch out for her mother. She's a Tartar.
You again?
Sorry, Mrs. Hodge, but that's how it is.
All right. Come in.
Thank you.
In here. Rose?
Yes, Ma?
The police. Again.
It's all right, Ma.
This won't take long, Rose. Bootsy told me about you.
Bootsy? If her dad and me had known more about him...
Oh, look, Mrs. Hodge, why don't you get lost for 5 minutes? Then you'll get rid of us in half the time.
If you think you
I
could
said,
talk
go
to me...
away, Mrs. Hodge. For your daughter's sake, eh?
Oh, all right. But, Rose, you call me if they annoy you too much.
Yes, Ma.
Well, now...
She means well.
I know, I know. Rose, Bootsy said he was going straight.
That's right. We were saving to get married.
How did he get that job at Derman Motors?
A friend told him about it.
What was his name, eh?
Oh, somebody called Fraser. Iggy or Ziggy Fraser, something like that.
Ziggy Fraser, I see. Yes, we know about him.
Why did they kill Bootsy, mister? Why did they do it?
Because Bootsy wanted to tell me something, Rose. Now, if I could find out what that something was, it would help a lot. Had he been worried about anything?
Yes. Something he had to do for a friend of Mr. Darman's, a special job.
Tell me about it.
Well, he had to go somewhere and repaint two big vans. Paint them blue.
Blue?
Yes. And he was worried in case they were stolen, yet he said he had to do it in case he lost his job.
Did he tell you where the vans were, Rose?
No.
Anything else, Rose? Anything at all?
No. I'm sorry.
Oh, never mind. You've done fine.
Well, that's that. Ziggy Fraser.
And two large blue vans.
Loot carrying for the use of. Mm-hmm. There's our car. Uh-oh, look who's coming. Your friend, Sergeant Lang.
Hello, sir. I heard you were here. Hey, have you got a moment?
Yes, I suppose so, Francie.
I hear you're looking for Ziggy Fraser.
You hear a hell of a lot, Sergeant.
I think I can lay Ziggy Fraser on a plate for you, sir. I've a contact who owes me a favor.
Can you trust him?
No, but he knows I'd beat his ears off if he tried anything. He says he'll be able to tell me where Fraser is tonight.
Well, go carefully and do nothing on your own.
Right, sir. Yeah, there's something else.
Well?
The word is Harry Derman was shopping around for some warehouse space near the docks. Well, then he stopped asking. It looks like he got fixed up.
How the hell are we supposed to compete?
Thanks, Francie. But go carefully. I mean it.
Ah, well. I know what Ziggy Fraser's like.
Goodbye, sir.
Bye, Francie.
See you.
Into the car, Phil.
Right.
Where to, sir?
Oh, just give me a minute.
Francie Lang, wandering around on his own, in a uniform.
And he comes up with almost as much as us. Phil, how did you get on when you saw Carol Jordan?
Oh, our model club secretary. Oh, I asked him about Derman like you wanted, and he laughed at the notion of Derman having any kind of woman friend, let alone one with a mink coat.
Why?
Derman was more the other way inclined. Oh. Jordan had company when I found him. Tracy Walsh and her hairy boyfriend.
Davidson? Why?
Don't ask me. But they looked worried. They took off quickly enough when I arrived. The girl made some excuse about... Hey.
What?
She said she had to get to Kelvin Grove Art Galleries, Colin. Some student assignment she had there.
And Bootsy said...
You were to meet him at Kelvin Grove Art Galleries. For a reason.
Driver?
Yes, sir?
Go to the Silk Slipper. Gerald Walsh's club.
I know it, sir.
Do we have a reason?
Well, that depends on Walsh, Phil. Let's find out.
Good afternoon, Chief Inspector. What brings you to the Silk Slipper? Don't tell me you've a gambling instinct.
The instinct, but not the means. I'd like to see your father, Frank.
In the mood he's in, you're welcome. I'll take you to him.
Thanks.
Now, the club's quiet just now, of course. The real action doesn't start till around midnight.
I see. Were you here last night?
Meaning?
Just that.
I was here. Till around 1 a.m., either in the office with Don Blantyre or out front giving the punters the happy smile bit.
And they'd remember.
Don will, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
In here.
Oh, Dad.
Hmm? No, you two again.
Just briefly, Mr. Walsh.
Good. You've arrived in the middle of an unplanned family gathering. Let's see. Well, you've already met Ruth and her brother.
That's right.
Hello?
Chief Inspector.
Hi.
Well, Chief Inspector.
I'd like to talk to you alone for a minute, Mr. Walsh.
All right. Ruthie.
What, Gerald?
That mink of yours. Do you have to use it as a foot mat? It worries me.
Oh, slipped off his chair again.
Well, I'll get it. Oh. Sorry, Miss Blantyre. I kind of tripped.
No harm done.
Here's your mink.
Thanks. I bought this myself, so it matters.
Phil, stay with them and check out the points I asked about.
Eh? Oh, yes, sure. Right, Colin.
Well, take a walk around the tables, Thane. For me, it's a kind of dawn patrol.
Well, now you've had the guided tour. Roulette, baccarat, you name it, we've got it.
This painting on the wall, did Tracy do that?
Yeah, she's pretty good, eh?
Yes, she is. She was at the art galleries earlier, wasn't she?
Right. Working on a project for art school. Uh-huh. Look, then, let's get to business. Ruthie came to see you.
Yes.
What she told you was true. Derman did come to see me, and I threw him out.
Why did he come?
I don't know for certain. I came into the club, found him, and told him to get out. He made some noises about letting me in on some deal, but after the last time...
You weren't interested.
He was lucky I heaved him out of the door and not through a window. But I didn't see him after that.
or kill him.
Mr. Walsh, how long have you held a gaming license?
You can look it up. If you're interested, the man who checked me out when I applied was your boss, Chief Superintendent Ilford.
That's a fair recommendation.
Maybe one worth remembering. Finished?
For now. I'll just collect Inspector Moss, and we'll be on our way.
That's the first piece of good news I've had today.
Anything on the radio while we were gone, Erickson?
Nothing for us, sir.
Right. Back to Millside.
Well, I got it, Colin.
Mink?
Aye. It was an interesting fall.
With a soft landing on Ruth Blantyre.
Oh, I enjoyed that.
You're easily satisfied.
Well, it gave me the chance to get a sample from her coat. A few hairs for the Scientific Bureau's comparison microscope.
Good.
I suppose they match the ones from Derman's car.
And we're in business, Phil. Except...
Except what?
I like her.
Well, what the hell's that got to do with it?
Nothing, Phil. Nothing at all.
Millside CID, Inspector Moss.
Headquarters on the line, Inspector. It's Chief Superintendent Ilford for Chief Inspector Thane.
Oh, he's here. Hold on. Colin.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bud Ilford for you.
All right. What time is it?
After nine. 4 hours we've just been hanging around here.
Like birds in the wilderness. Here, let's have the phone. Thane?
Read that as the operational order I put out, Thane.
The surveillance plan, sir, yes.
Yeah, code name Operation Mink. Special watches on selected high-risk premises with electronics security devices.
It looks comprehensive enough.
No, it isn't. But it's the best we can do.
It's a good code name, sir. Operation Mink.
Is it?
Hmm.
I've just heard from Dan Lawrence's people. Those hair samples you sent me, Thane.
Mink?
They were tarted up rabbit.
Rabbit?
Rabbit. Four legs, big ears.
Oh.
Somewhat down the social scale.
Operation Bunny Rabbit, sir.
I don't think that's funny.
No, sir.
Sergeant Lang was supposed to have a lead to that Ziggy Fraser.
Well, we're waiting to hear from him, sir.
Yeah. And I'll be waiting to hear from you, Thane. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
Operation Bunny Rabbit. Always the diplomat, aren't you?
Oh, belt up, Phil.
Still, it means we don't necessarily get the truth from Ruth Blantyre and the Walsh family. I think they're getting edgy.
So is Buddha Ilford.
Aye.
I'll get it. Thane?
It's Francie Lang, sir. I'm in a phone box in Fidra Street. Can you get down fast?
Fidra Street, Phil?
I know it.
Uh-huh.
Ziggy Fraser's here, near the West Quay side. I saw him going into an old warehouse yard a couple of minutes back, and at least another three Neds with him.
We're on our way, Francie. Now stay put till we get there, understand?
Right, sir.
Phil, two cars, stuff them full of men.
Two cars it is.
And tell them to get a move on. I don't want to lose Fraser.
Very nearly there, sir. Next turning's Fidra Street.
Slow down, then.
Right, sir. Second car's right behind us, Colin.
West Quay side at the far end. Oh, there's the phone box.
Oh, it's empty.
Damn, I told him to stay
sir.
Put.
Sir, there's something happening further down. In the middle of the street.
I see them.
Something's been
thumped. Put down, Erickson, hard.
They've seen us. They're running.
Now, Erickson.
Colin, it's Francie Lang.
Get after them, all of you.
Right.
Come on, lads.
Wait, this way, some of you.
Right, sir. Right.
Come on.
Erickson, give me a hand to ease him over.
Right, sir.
Oh, hell. What a mess.
Francie.
I fouled it up, sir.
Erickson, radio for an ambulance.
Right. We'll get you fixed up, sir. Don't worry.
That'll be right.
What happened, Francie?
Well, they were starting to leave. I tried to follow Fraser, but I made a mess of it.
You did fine, Francie.
There were near a dozen of them. A couple of the guns.
You sure?
Sure enough to think they were going to shoot me. And that swine Ziggy Fraser said, why waste a bullet?
Ambulance on its way, sir.
Good.
And Inspector Moss is coming back, sir. He's got one of them.
Right, you stay with Francie.
I'll do that, sir. Come on, you. Move it.
Don't jump, Mike.
This is a lot, Colin. There is going to be.
Let's see what kind of animal it is.
You call him an animal, huh? He hit me. You saw that?
Me? I didn't see anything.
What's your name?
Get stuffed.
Well, that's a nice name. Suits you.
Name? When it comes to attempted murder, I like to know who I'm charging.
Oh, here, steady on.
Attempted murder is a starter. There's Bootsy Malaw and Harry Derman to follow.
Oh, look, no, me. I was with Ziggy Fraser, right?
I don't want a speech, just your name.
Rogan, Joe Rogan. Hey, look, maybe I thumped your sergeant a couple of times, but everybody was doing
Rogan,
that.
Rogan, I'm going to caution you.
Oh, look, forget it. I know the drill, eh?
We're listening, Rogan.
Well, I go to Wadsey.
From Ziggy Fraser.
That's right. It was hiding bodies for a job, and that was a couple of weeks back.
What kind of job?
Well, Ziggy doesn't play that way. But it's big, and soon. He needed a dozen of them. The pay was 2,000 quid.
That's good pay for hired muscle.
And tonight?
Well, it's just a wee talk. Like...
Just to make sure you knew about Bootsy Malloy.
Aye.
Look, I want names, Rogan. Every man who was there tonight.
All for me, mister. Look, you know about Ziggy. The word suit you want him, but that's my lot.
Well, I could meet you.
I don't want to end
Rogan,
up
Rogan, Ziggy isn't running the show, is he?
No, it's a contract job laid on. Look, we get the stuff and the character that dreamed up at Joe Paisu. That's straight honest.
Book him, Phil. Attempted murder.
Oh, well,
shut man. Up. How's Francie lying?
I'll let a hospital doctor answer that one. Meet me at headquarters, Phil.
Right.
Come on, you. All right, made my head up.
Guns. With Fraser's crowd, I suppose we should have expected it.
And they'll use them.
Yeah, we'll be ready for that.
There's one thing I'd like done, sir.
Well?
A 24-hour surveillance on the Walsh family.
Hmm? The whole damn tribe? I haven't the men.
Then Gerald Walsh on his own.
Well, all right if it keeps you happy. Gun? Now, Moss, we're expecting you.
Sir?
How's Sergeant Lang?
Not too good. Broken ribs, fractured left arm, internal injuries. They'll have to operate.
Lang's tough.
Yeah, if he wasn't, he'd be dead by now.
Yeah, well, I'll go to the hospital in the morning. Thane, what's your plan?
Keep searching for Ziggy Fraser.
Yes. This warehouse at the West Quayside, the one Fraser's been using. Mm. Any luck there?
Some scraps of electrical wiring in a hut. Some blue paint stains in the yard, that's all so far.
It's probably where Butcher Malloy resprayed those vans. Mm. The fingerprint boys are trying the place now.
Yeah, two large vans.
Well, Thane, I'll wait till morning, then try Malloy's girl again, sir.
Yeah, there's not much else left, is there? Well, get some sleep, both of you. Just leave me to my football fans.
Damn all internationals.
We'll probably lose anyway.
Sit down, Chief Inspector.
Thanks.
My mother's out.
That should make it easier.
She means well.
I know. Rose, just one question. Did Bootsy ever mention the art galleries to you?
Well, we went there once because it was raining.
Huh?
We didn't bother with the pictures, just looked at the stuffed animals and had a laugh about one of the Egyptian mummies. Bootsy said it looked the way my dad does after a few beers. Then, well, it stopped raining, so we left.
Was there anyone there he knew, Rose?
Well, yes, there was. A big grey-haired man and a girl who... Well, she could have been his daughter. Mind you, they walked right past like we didn't exist.
You mean Bootsy didn't speak to them?
No. But he did say the man was a big-shot gambler and that...
What?
I'm trying to remember. It was something about the man having a business deal lined up with Mr. Derman. But he didn't tell me the man's name or anything.
Would you know the man and girl again, Rose?
I think so. Mr. Thane, does it help? About who killed Bootsy, I mean.
It might, Rose. I think, yes, I think I'll have a look at the art galleries myself.
Can I help you, sir?
Just having a look round. It's a few years since I was here.
Look, you'll find some changes in the galleries, ain't sir?
I can imagine. Someone told me there were art students working here.
There's usually one or two, sir.
Uh-huh.
I think with a girl in the Dutch room, copying their Rembrandts or something. I'm never sure what their kids are up to.
Thanks. Thanks very much. Dutch room. Oh, here we are.
Hello, Tracy.
Oh, hi.
And you're here too, Roy, are you?
Well, you get around.
This is hardly your scene, is it, Chief Inspector?
No, not really.
So it's business. You being here, I mean.
Mm-hmm. This your canvas, Tracy?
Yeah, a project, a class assignment.
It's not bad. You're in good company, of course. Rembrandt. Man in armor, isn't it?
That's what it says on the label.
It's chocolate box stuff.
Ah, well, I'm no judge. How long have you been working on this assignment, Tracy?
Oh, a month or so. When I get time between lectures. Mm,
people looking at her as if she was an animal in a zoo.
That's why Roy comes, to cheer me up.
Does your father ever call in?
He has a couple of times. Duty visits, poor daddy.
Well, he's pretty proud of you.
Suppose he is. Are you trying to say something, Chief Inspector?
Maybe.
Like what?
Well, trouble has a habit of snowballing. Makes sense to get rid of it when you can.
Get rid of what?
Roy.
You both knew Harry Derman. And, of course, Tracy, Harry Derman knew your father.
My father's got nothing to do with...
With what?
Oh, tell him, Roy. Let's get it over with.
Tracy.
Tell him, Roy, please.
All right. Look, I helped Harry Derman with a problem. He offered me 50 quid if I would.
What kind of a problem?
How to make chemical smoke pellets. Small ones. He said he needed them as a gimmick in a model engineering display.
Did you believe that?
I am on a student grant, Chief Inspector. I believe 50 quid. I asked one of my professors at university and he turned it into a class project.
And you made the smoke pellets?
Well, the class did. We tried them out. One pellet will blanket a fair-sized room.
And Derman got them?
Yes. Then, after he was killed, we heard how Carol Jordan had been buying electronic gear.
And you began to sweat?
Yes.
And you've no idea why he really wanted those pellets?
If he had, he'd tell you.
All right. You'll both stay quiet about this for now, eh? I'll talk to you again.
Anything you say, Chief Inspector. Roy just wants a way out of this thing.
Chief Inspector Thane?
Mm-hmm.
I'm John Randolph, security officer for the galleries. Everything all right in there?
I have no problems.
Oh. No, one of our attendants is an ex-policeman, recognized you.
I see.
And we've just had a warning from our local CID people to be on our toes.
Then I'd just stay that way.
Chief Inspector, if there's any kind of security problem here, I really must be told.
You will be, Mr. Randolph, if there is.
Chief Inspector...
I'm sorry, Mr. Randolph, I've got to go. I have a colleague to meet. He's researching another form of art.
Red 9. You would have lost again, Inspector Moss.
Now that's the story of my life. I need a system.
Roulette's a gamble. The wheel has no memory, Inspector.
Well, I'm hoping you have, Frank.
I thought you came here to see my father.
And he's out.
Oh, well, keep it short, Inspector. I've got work to do. Tonight's going to be a busy one when those football fans come back into town. Win, lose, or draw, they'll have money to burn.
And you're ready to stoke the fire. All right, it's more curiosity. Your old man says he met Chief Inspector Thane a long time ago.
But he didn't say how.
No.
It's typical. It was years back. A raid on a poker game in a private club. There was a minor rumpus, and someone said the old man thumped a cop, but it was straightened out.
I see. Oh, well, now I can tell him. This is quite an operation you've got here. How much more of it will you have to carry once your father remarries?
Oh, no more than now. Gerald Walsh isn't the type who eases out gently.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he thinks I'm still wet behind the ears.
Oh, at his age, with his money, he could pack it in and go abroad.
You tell him. Anyway, Ruth wouldn't want it.
Do you mind him remarrying?
Everybody has his own life to lead.
Oh, that's true.
Tell my father that, too.
Mm-hmm. Hard to get along with, is he?
Ask me another time, Inspector, but not now. Don Blantyre and I are going to the game with him tonight. I've a load of work to finish before I can get out of here.
Haven't you finished that report yet, Beach?
Oh, look, Sarge, it's complicated.
But I don't care if it's double-jointed, laddie. Get it finished.
Aye. Here, what's going on anyway, Sarge? I mean, the Chief and Inspector Moss have been going in and out of here like yo-yos all day.
Aye. Now, what's the time now?
7 o'clock. That's an hour till kickoff at Hampden.
Oh, good evening, sir.
Anything new, Mac?
No, sir. Will those scientific bureau have been trying to get you?
Get someone to find me some tea, Mac. I need it.
I'll make that too.
Oh, hello, Phil.
Never had to fight your way through a mob of football.
Rough.
The whole city's emptying out towards Hampden.
I will come through to my room, Phil.
On Mac.
Yes, sir.
Hurry that tea, will you?
Thank you.
Well, how do you get on, Colin?
Not much that matters. I looked into the hospital, though.
Fancy lying?
Aye.
How is he?
They've operated to say he's comfortable.
Ah, the usual flannel.
Sit down, Phil. I've solved one mystery. That story Frank Walsh told you about when I first met his father.
Oh, the poker game raid.
It's been on my mind. Well, it came to me.
What about Walsh?
No. Why we raided the game. Our inspector had a tip a man he wanted would be there. Ziggy Fraser, Phil.
Fraser?
He was minor league then, but we wanted him.
Not as much as we want him now.
No. Well, I better see what the Scientific Bureau wants. Hello.
Yes, sir?
Get me Superintendent Lawrence to headquarters, please.
Right away, sir.
Did you know they've got a colour TV set rigged up in the radio room?
For the game?
Uh-huh.
Oh, here, there's a notion. Come in.
There's your tea, sir.
Oh, good.
I put them on the desk, Mac.
There you are, sir.
Thanks.
Great. Warm and wet. Oh, I needed this.
You're not alone. Thane.
Your call to Superintendent Lawrence, sir.
Oh, thanks. Hello, Dan.
I'm glad you called back, Colin. I have a wee surprise for you.
Not again.
About Mink.
Now, look, Dan.
I mean it. I was talking to an electronics buffoon and mentioned those Mink hairs. A bit of a joke.
Some joke.
Think it was funny either. You won't believe this, Colin. But, well, wear a thick fur coat with Mink the Ideal, and you'll beat almost any electronic vibration sensor system.
Say that again.
A gang in France did a couple of major jewel raids that way. The fur damps down air movement enough to let a man reach a sensor unit without being detected. Then, well, he can put it out of action. That's all.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks very much.
What was that about?
We could be looking for a Ned in a mink coat.
You're kidding.
That's what Dan reckons.
Well, now there's something.
Phil, Walsh's first wife, now suppose she had a mink coat, and he kept it after she died.
Could be. But how did we find out for sure without a search warrant?
And who in his right mind's going to give us one of what we've got?
That's what I mean.
Finish that tea, Phil.
Eh?
Let's go and watch the TV.
Oh, now there's a good idea.
Now, the lobe was here for last time.
Not at all. He should have had
to sit down, Mike. Your head's in the way. And stop your nattering.
Billy Morgan, lining up to take the corner. Tremendous encouragement from the fans here. Right footed a high ball away to the far side. A header. Oh, the ball's headed again.
What is it, Orton?
Sergeant.
Oh, right. Phil, outside.
Oh, yeah. All right.
5 minutes. Well?
Message from headquarters, sir. Red priority, Operation Mink.
Oh, thanks. Right.
What is it?
Read for yourself.
Chief Inspector Thane to Shaw Castle of Lomond. Operation Mink, rendezvous en route with county car and civilian expert John Randolph. Who's Randolph?
The security man at the art galleries.
Loch Lomond? What's Shaw's castle?
Well, it's an old mansion out there. I've heard the name, that's all.
I've got the duty car out front, sir.
Let's go, Phil. Operation Mink.
Right in the middle of an international. And when we're winning for once...
Then, can you tell me what's happened?
Look, Mr. Randolph, I don't know a damn thing yet.
Not me. About anything.
You don't? My God, this is like a nightmare.
Well, what's special about Shaw Castle?
The barrel collection, man.
Say that again.
The barrel collection. You've heard of it, I presume.
We've heard of it.
All right, Mr. Randolph, go on.
Thousands of works of art. Chinese porcelain, Etruscan bronze, Renaissance stained glass, Gobelin tapestries... Then the painting.
Oh, look, we don't need a catalogue. What the hell was it doing at the Shaw Castle place, and what's happened to it?
Well, I don't know. Yet. Except that the castle's been raided, and part of the collection's gone. Zane, do you know how much the barrel collection's worth?
No.
A minimum an absolute minimum of 30 million pounds.
30 million?
It could be more. How do you price something that starts off with a job lot of 22 Pegard originals?
But what was it doing at Shaw Castle?
Sir William Burrell gifted the collection to Glasgow.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, about 30 years ago. With £500,000 to build a gallery for its display.
And the experts have been quarreling ever since about where to build it, I know.
Well, it wasn't so simple. The deed of gifts said the gallery had to be located where the collection would be safe from air pollution. We had to keep the stuff everywhere. 8,000 pieces, from full-size doors from castles to things the size of thimbles.
And Shaw Castle?
Well, the gallery's building now. Shaw Castle's become an assembly point for the collection, cataloguing, cleaning work.
And your security?
Maximum. Electronic surveillance, guards.
Now we know.
Then, if the police knew anything like this might happen...
We'll worry about that one later. Let's get to Shaw Castle.
Which of you is Chief Inspector Payne?
I am, sir.
I'm Superintendent Doherty, County Police.
Mm-hmm. Man, we've a right foul up going. Did you bring this gallery security character?
That's him. His name's Randolph. The other one is Inspector Moss.
Right.
Hey, Mr. Randolph.
Yes?
You and Moss better go straight into the castle and try to tell us what's missing.
All right. Mr. Randolph, this way.
Well, I'll tell you how it stands. There were two night security men on duty, and two of our own county cops as a backup. Though we were told the place was as safe as a fort.
Famous last words.
Aye. Tonight the automatic fire alarm began ringing. There was smoke, thick smoke.
Aye.
And the telephone lines went dead. While they were still trying to work that out, the guards were surprised and clubbed down. Well, it sounds daft, but the guards say one of the men...
Was wearing a mink coat.
Yes.
How did they get in, Superintendent?
God knows. But they went through the electronic locks, the lot, like they were butter. Afterwards, well, the guards had been tied up. One got free and raised the alarm. Come and see the rest for yourself.
Over here, there's a weed tube on the table.
We found a few of them. Chemical smoke bombs.
It's like a small transistor radio.
Remote control.
Now, well, that ties in, too.
Somebody wanders in with a bag of tools and says he's been sent to do a job. Nobody bothers to check, and he leaves these behind.
Then they raid the place, load up, and get away. My guess is they'd used two vans.
Well, they did. Mm-hmm. A farmer saw the vans leaving. Didn't think anything about it till later, of course. Here's Randolph coming back. Now we'll know the worst.
Well, Mr. Randolph?
Colin, he thinks about £2 million worth has gone.
2 million?
It's difficult to be exact. See, all I've got is a master list of numbered packing cases.
2 million is exact enough.
Even a high-powered nerd can't fence old masters like they were crates of whiskey.
You're wrong. Major masterpieces couldn't be marketed. But there are hundreds of other pieces, smaller things. They'd be snapped up in the open market abroad. No way of proving they were stolen.
What's that you've got?
Vase. Early me. Must have dropped it.
Mr. Randolph, how many people knew the Burrell collection was being gathered here?
Department staff, one or two outside experts, art experts.
Any chance one of them might give a lecture to students afterwards on what they'd seen?
Art students? Mm-hmm. Well, we wouldn't encourage it.
And they know the security layout here, maybe even mention it.
But they are eminent men.
They're the worst.
Well, can't you imagine it? A lecturer letting his students into some little secret.
I don't know.
What's in your mind, then?
A girl, Superintendent, a girl. And a football match.
The Walsh's thing. We tried to keep tabs on Gerald Walsh, but we lost him. One of those pre-match traffic jams.
But afterwards?
Here's the timetable. See for yourself.
Thank you, sir. Gerald Walsh and Ruth Blantyre drive up to the Silk Slipper Club at 11:30 p.m.
The first time after the game that we knew where he was.
Tracy Walsh and Roy Davidson surface about the same time at Walsh's house. And that's it?
I know. You wanted surveillance on the whole Walsh tribe. If I'd done what you wanted... Not that I'm making an apology to him.
I understand, sir.
I don't think that helps. John? Hello, Moss. Come in.
Sir?
Any luck for you?
On the nose with the second of those art experts I tried.
One of the people who knew about Shaw Castle and the Burrell collection.
That's right, sir. I name of Jeremy Garrick. He admits he gave a lecture to art students afterwards.
And spelled out most of the security arrangements.
Aye. Mm-hmm. He thought it gave the lecture some color.
Yeah, I'll give him color. What about the Walsh girl?
She was one of the students.
Phil.
Aye?
Go out to Walsh's home. Collect his daughter and take a look through the wardrobes.
Am I looking for a mink coat?
Well, that's all you tell her, Phil. Then bring her straight back to the Silk Slipper Club. I'll be there with Walsh.
Mr. Walsh will see you in his office, Chief Inspector. If you'll come with me...
Don't bother, I know the way. Beach,
sir?
Come on.
Here we are.
Back again, Thane.
That's right.
Hello, Chief Inspector.
Mrs. Blantyre,
who's this with you?
Detective Constable Beach, sir. About your daughter, sir.
Tracy?
Has something happened to her?
No. But I'm having her brought here.
Your what?
Having her brought here. Has she been with you any part of tonight?
Now, wait a minute. What's he doing?
Just taking a shorthand note, sir. Did she tell you where she'd be this evening?
Thane, what is going on?
Did she tell you?
Well, she said something about going to a disco club with Roy.
If that long-haired creep has landed on some kind of a jam...
Gerald, let Ben tell it.
All right.
Go on, Chief Inspector.
Thanks. Walsh, your daughter and Davidson held back information concerning the murder of Harry Derman. We now have reason to believe they may also be able to help us in inquiries into another matter.
What other matter?
A major robbery tonight.
Thank God help you for this.
When did you last see your daughter?
At home, this evening, before I went to the International.
Did you go with him, Miss Blantyre?
No. Frank and my brother did. I stayed at the house. Tracy left about an hour later.
Then what did you do?
Well, eventually I went into town to meet Gerald for a meal. Frank and Don were there, too, like we'd arranged, and... Well, Gerald turned up eventually.
We got separated in the crowd outside the ground before the game began. You'd have lost a regiment in that kind of crush. And then I'd problems getting back to town afterwards.
But Don Blantyre and your son didn't stay with you after the meal.
They went off to a party somewhere. What is all this going to do with Tracy?
I like to place people. Tell me, Mr. Walsh... How well does she know Ziggy Fraser?
Like I knew Harry Derman. But Tracy hasn't even heard of him.
Tracy hasn't heard of who, Dad?
Tracy, you all right?
Oh, she's fine.
I said pushed you
Don't
around.
Don't play the heavy, Dad. Not right now. Hello, Ruth. Tracy, we were worried.
I'm all right.
Phil, close the damn door.
Oh, sorry. Colin, we didn't find it.
Oh, thanks, Phil.
Dad, I asked already. Who's Ziggy Fraser?
Just a man.
Ever heard of him, Miss Walsh?
No. He sounds like a footballer.
Well, he isn't.
Thane, what were you looking for in my house? I want to know.
Did your first wife own a mink coat, Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Dad, they looked in that wardrobe, but the coat, it isn't there. Or anywhere else.
I know that. I sold the thing. Didn't I tell you?
No.
Well, I did.
I don't mind. I just didn't know.
Miss Walsh, where were you tonight?
At a disco in town with Roy.
Thank God for that. Tracy, they say you and Roy knew something about Derman's murder.
Well, we were going to tell you, Dad.
You were going to tell me. All right, then. What more do you want?
We're finished for now.
And you just walk out after searching my house, dragging my daughter here?
I didn't say it was over, Mr. Walsh. Not for a minute. Phil? Beach? Come on. It's dark enough out there.
How long have we been waiting now?
20 minutes. Still, give them time.
Oh, but for what, sir?
A beach. Just watch Walsh's car like you were told.
Sorry, sir.
Erickson.
Yes, sir?
When he leaves, we follow. But not too close, understand?
I've done it before, sir. Mm.
You know... I'd like a nice steak and chips.
Well, that wouldn't do your ulcer much good.
That'd be worth it.
Sir, coming out the club, that girl.
That's Tracy Walsh. And the soft hat and raincoat, that's her father.
They're getting in the car, sir.
All right, Erickson. Don't lose them.
I won't, sir.
Still heading south, Colin. Much more of this will be out of town.
I know, but where's he going? Makes sense.
I've got a fright there. You know, hit that truck. Drives like a ruddy woman.
Yeah, he does.
Erickson, take him now.
Right, sir.
Come out of there, Miss Blantyre. You too, Tracy.
Well, we tried, I suppose.
Yes, you had me fooled for a bit. Where's Gerald?
I don't know. And no use asking me either. We were just going out for a drive together. No harm in that, is there?
Tracy, did your father tell you there had been a robbery?
He said something about it.
The Burrell Collection, Tracy, at Shaw Castle. You had a lecture about it, hadn't you?
Yes, but I...
And about the security system?
But I didn't talk about it, except...
At home. Now, look, girl, your pal's old friend, Ziggy Fraser, had the contract for the raid. And Harry Dunman was working on it when he was killed.
Gerald hasn't done anything.
Then why this little charade?
Because he was worried sick over your thinking Tracy was involved. He seemed to think there was a way he could stop that. It's true. That's why he said...
Said what?
Nothing.
Tracy, he's dealing with a bunch who've murdered. Your father's in danger, even if Don and Frank are there.
You can't mean that. Not Don and Frank. They couldn't...
We don't know. Do you?
They were all at that football match.
Can you prove it?
Gerald was. He met some people he knew. A couple of them came back to eat with us.
Then why the hell didn't he tell me that earlier?
What did you ask? Chief Inspector, do you really think he's in danger?
Yes.
He wanted the keys for the old bingo hall.
Why?
Frank has been there lately.
I see. Beach?
Sir?
Stay with the ladies and see them home. We'll radio for help as we go.
Over here, Thane.
You made good time, sir.
And so did you. Hello, Moss.
Hi, sir.
Well, I've got the old bingo hall cordoned off like he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
There are lights moving inside. I have a full squad waiting. We can move straight in.
Maybe we should know what we're going into first, sir.
Hmm? Yes, yeah. Take Moss with you.
Yes, sir.
Right, well, I've armed a few men just in case. Better take this revolver with you.
Yes, sir.
And go carefully.
Go carefully, he says. I can't see a damn thing. It's so dark.
Well, this lane should take us round the side of the hall.
What the hell?
It's a cat. Relax. This is the side of the hall, all right.
No, what's left of it? It must have been quite a fire.
There's not much more than a shell is. Hey, wait a minute. That door.
It's an emergency exit or something.
Now, well, let's try it.
Oh, it's jammed with debris.
No. Wait a minute. Just a bit more of a heave. I've done it.
Well, if they didn't hear that, they're all stone deaf.
Well, it's still quite enough. All right. We can squeeze in.
Oh, what a shambles.
Looks like half the roof fell in. Hey, wait. On ahead there.
Well, yes, that's it then. Two big vans. And look at the size of the container truck.
They're loading it. Now, we can get a bit nearer.
How did they get these trucks in here?
Well, there was a car park at the back of the hall, then that hole in the rear wall.
A tarpaulin screen. Mm-hmm. That's clever. So they'll load the stuff onto the container truck.
Our next stop anywhere. Seven men loading.
The hired help. What about the ones we really want?
Up there, Phil, behind the balcony. There's a light there.
The manager's office, maybe?
Oh, well, let's find out. Stairs should be around here. Okay. Ah, here we are. Quietly now.
Oh, you don't need to tell me. I don't want to end up like Francie Lang.
Fool. You're the fool for coming here, sticking your nose in, right, Ziggy? Don't be invading you, Gerald. You're just a problem.
Here, Phil.
I see them. It's nice of them to leave the office door open.
Try to get closer.
The police think Tracy was involved. They even think I was in this.
And I'd say that was your worry. Don.
Yes, Frank.
How much longer should that loading take?
Finished any minute, but you can't see the antiques around like callbacks.
You get better money for them, too.
Ziggy, you'll never finish this stuff.
Not my worry, Gerald, old pal. Your bright boy's son has that organized.
Don's got a few contacts.
That's right. We can cope, so relax, Gerald.
Relax? Damn you.
Yeah, that shuts his mouth for a spell.
Maybe you shouldn't have hit him so hard.
Well, Phil, get back out to Ilford. He can get his squad in the same way we came.
All right. Hey, what about you?
I'll keep them occupied here. Play for time. You had Blantyre, they're almost ready to go.
Right.
Look, Phil, take this with you.
Your gun?
But you'll need it.
It wouldn't help me, not now.
All right. Good luck.
Hello, Ziggy. Thane. We've been looking for you.
Back off. Steady, you fool. Keep clear of him.
Little man with a big gun. That's your scene, all right, Ziggy.
You'll need to get out. Walsh, shut his mouth or I'll shut it for him.
Oh, you're good at that, Ziggy. I saw how you fixed Jarl.
All right, where's the rest of your squad?
Waiting. Your father, Frank, you'd better help him up.
Go on. You do it.
All right, but...
Get him up.
Same. How did you get here?
That's what I'd like to know.
Ziggy, finish him and we'll get out now. The rest of the stuff doesn't matter.
Now, look, if there's more of his kind outside, we need him and your old man. They're our tickets out of here.
Oh, you're right. Don, get down there. Warn the men. Tell them to get that container closed up fast. Come straight back the moment they're ready.
Yes, Frank.
All right, then. Stay like that while I check you over.
It's a waste of time.
He's clean.
And you're fouled up. £2 million fouled up. You should know better, Ziggy. Never go thieving with amateurs.
Amateurs? It's all worked out, Thane, or it did, till this old idiot arrived.
Frank,
you swore that you weren't followed, damn you.
Frank, if you don't do anything else, tell him Tracy wasn't in this.
Tracy? She just gave me an idea, and a way of getting out from under you, dear father.
Oh, come on, never mind the family stuff. Now, look, Frank, once we're clear, Thane and your old man are your worry, not mine, know what I mean?
Like it was with Harry Derman.
Eh?
What kind of an operator kills his top technician before a job?
Derman got greedy.
But he also brought Ziggy to you, right?
Now, well, we did a deal. But if you're trying to talk anybody into another one, Thane, forget it.
I'm curious. What's Don Blantyre's angle, Frank?
Money. He plays the tables and keeps losing.
So he covered up for you while you killed Harry Derman.
Derman wanted an extra payoff. He got it.
Because you were scared, Frank. Scared because when you wouldn't pay, Derman said he'd tell your father.
Shut up.
And you're scared of your father, aren't you, Frank?
Shut up!
There's your partner, Ziggy. A scared pea-green amateur.
Frank, look, son...
Shut up! Frank, I'll tell you how we work it getting out of here. We take the container van and a truck. Thane in one and your old man in the other. And if we see as much as a beat cop ready to sneeze...
That's the spot, sir. Down the lane... Then the small emergency side door.
Yes, right, Moss. We know the rest.
But watch the rubble inside.
Yeah, we'll cope.
Sir, I'll go in first. Give me a few seconds of a start.
Yes, all right. On you go.
Thanks.
Sergeant.
Sir.
Everybody ready?
Ready. Yes, sir.
Draw battens.
Right, right.
Follow me. Quietly.
All set, Frank. No sign of anyone outside. The container's closed.
Ready to go? All right, Ziggy?
Aye. Now get your old man on his feet. You, Thane, help him. If that's what you want. Easy, Gerald.
Thanks. Thane, I'm sorry.
Get up.
Leave him. Marsh.
What the hell?
No, Fraser, don't. I don't like guns, but I can use them.
Take him, Ziggy. Take him.
Damn you, yes.
Thane, it's finished up here too, sir.
I heard shots, sir. Are you all right, Moss?
Fine. I'm fine.
Well, who's this on the floor?
Ziggy Fraser.
Oh. The late Ziggy Fraser.
You'll want this back, sir.
The gun, oh, yeah, yes. Well, what happened?
Ziggy always did have cowboy notions. He fired first.
I see. Right. Sergeant McLeod.
Yes, sir.
Get these people down to the car.
Nature, sir.
You too, Mr. Walsh.
Yes.
Hey, come on out. Move.
I'm sorry, Darrell.
Come on you go, laddie.
Don't push and don't push.
Let you do more than push now. If you do not get on with you.
Well, that seems to be the lot, Thane.
I think so, sir.
Good. Can't help feeling a bit sorry for Walsh Sr. Still, he's got his daughter and the Blantyre woman.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Moss.
Sir.
I wouldn't let having to shoot Fraser worry you.
He did fire first, sir. I hadn't much choice.
Yes, quite. Oh, by the way, there was a message on the radio just before all this started. Francie Lang's off the danger list.
Oh, good.
Well, I feel better already.
Hospital says he should be back to work in about a month or so.
Community involvement. He liked that job.
Yeah, that's right. I'm off to telephone his wife and give her the good news. Good night.
Good night, sir.
Hey, Colin. Who won? The game, I mean.
I'm damned if I know, Phil. Let's find out.
That was Draw Batons, adapted for radio from his book by Bill Knox, with Paul Kermack as Chief Inspector Thane and Gerard Slevin as Inspector Moss. The part of Superintendent Ilford was played by Martin Cochrane. Dan Lawrence, Willie Joss, Sergeant Lang, Robert Doherty, Sergeant MacLeod, Charles Kearney, P.C. Beach, Michael Bruce, Davidson, Alex Norton, Frank Walsh, John Shedden, Gerald Walsh, Bryden Murdoch, Tracy Walsh, Virginia Stark, Ruth Blantyre, Mary Riggins, Don Blantyre, Ian Dewar, Rose, Jennifer Angus, and John Randolph, Arthur Boland. The play was produced by Gordon Emsley.